On now to the big cleanup operation underway in New Orleans. About 5% of the estimated 50 million cubic yards of debris left by Katrina has been cleared, and picking up all of it will likely take a year or more. Downed trees, soggy sheetrock, ruined appliances and furniture all have to be loaded up and hauled away. The bill could add up to more than $1 billion, and there are plenty of people who want a piece of the action. In fact, as NPR's John Idstey reports, right now there are too many.
They flocked here from across the country. Every American with a diesel-powered dump truck and a front-end loader seems to have landed on the green space between Marconi Drive and Orleans Avenue next to City Park. Jesse Jerkins brought his rig over from Mobile, Alabama.
I got a Ford dually, one ton, pulling a 16-foot dump trailer. Quit my job yesterday, I come here last night, ready to go to work.
And Jerkins says he hopes to make some good money. There are crews and rigs here from as far away as Wisconsin and New Jersey, and lots of Mexican workers as well. The place looks like a waste hauler's Woodstock. Thousands of trucks, tents, and travel trailers strung out over a space about the size of 10 football fields. They're waiting for a chance to help New Orleans clean up and make some money in the process. The key word is waiting. Donald Marshfield is at the wheel of a dump truck that's almost made it to the front of a very long line.
Been in line with this truck since 2 o'clock yesterday. The one before this, I was in line for 28 hours with it.
You probably better move up. You're going to lose your place here.
Thank you.
Marshfield, who's from North Carolina, says there were 600 trucks in this line yesterday. And it's just for registration and inspection, not to get deployed. It's the third truck Marshfield will have registered for L&J Excavating, a Michigan firm he signed up with when he got here a few days ago. He's normally a long-haul trucker and says he came for a change and to help out, not for the pay, which runs between $150 and $250 a day, depending on the job.
I could be at home making the same money I'm making here and go home to my house every day rather than live in my truck, so I'm not gaining anything, it's just kind of to help out.
It's not just trucks that are being inspected. There's a health check for workers, too. Beards have to come off, so face masks fit snugly and keep out pollutants in the debris. Over at the Tree Care Incorporated cluster, a man is grousing as he shaves in a side view mirror. Ed Hager is the tree care supervisor.
That gentleman, I've known him for years and years and years, and I've never seen his face before because he's had a beard for as long as I've known him, and that's why you could hear him grumbling a little bit.
All the rules and regulations and bureaucracy are getting to Hager, who's from Kentucky and has been chasing storms and doing cleanup for several years. He shares his frustration with a new arrival.
Have you been through all this yet? Oh, you're going to have a blast, I'm telling you.
I see.
They have 5 different organizations, and each organization has a different inspector that will come out and make sure that you're dotting your I's, crossing your T's, doing everything right.
Hager showed up here yesterday with $700,000 worth of equipment and has been in line for 26 hours. Given the crowds, the delays, and the many layers of subcontractors, he's worried he's not going to make any money.
What's happening is what's happened since the dawn of time. The rich get richer and the poor stay poor. And so the big man's making all the money while the small man is busting his ass, not making a penny. Wow.
The big man in this case is Ben Turner, president of Phillips & Jordan, a construction and disaster recovery firm from Tennessee. His company, which participated in the 9/11 and Hurricane Andrew cleanups, bid for and won a $500 million contract from the Army Corps of Engineers to clear all the debris north of Interstate 10 in New Orleans. The contract could reach $1 billion if the Corps decides it's necessary. Turner says he's already subcontracted all the work to 4 large local firms, and they're already subbing to smaller firms. The problem, Turner says, is that no one wants to be at the bottom of the food chain.
I had a local guy call me the other day, said, you know, I want to be one of your players. And I said, what do you have? He said, I got 22 dump trucks. And I said, okay, have them here in the morning. Oh, no, they're all working. So why are you calling me? Well, I want to subcontract to some of these guys coming in from Florida. So it's a roll-up type game, and everybody wants to play it. Everybody wants to be a first-tier sub, and you can only have so many of them. But they will get in the game.
Turner admits there are lots of resources sitting idle at City Park. But he says right now he only has authority to clean up the public streets and rights of way. When the city gives its approval for crews to go on private property to remove debris, Turner says the men and machines at the park will get to work. John Idstey, NPR News, New Orleans.